This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and today we are talking about inertia, that point when you stop trying. Not stop trying forever, but stop trying for the moment. That moment when it feels just hard enough that you give in, you give up, you make an excuse or an exception, where it's just a little bit too much effort required for you to keep going, and so you don't. This moment of inertia, which a lot of people call feeling stuck or unmotivated, this is the point where we break the promises we made to ourselves, the promises we said we were done breaking. They are broken in these moments of inertia. I had a really great conversation with one of my one-on-one clients about this the other day, and even though we didn't use that word inertia, it's really what we were talking about. We were looking back at some of the major changes she has made in the last 3 or 4 months, I would say, and how all of those changes, before she made them out to be way more challenging in her head than they actually were once she started to do the work. See, these are changes we had been talking about her needing to make for over a year, but it was always too hard, or she just didn't have the focus, the motivation to be consistent. But once she started to do the work, to ignore the desire to give up and to give in and to push through those moments of inertia, what she realized was it was far easier to make the change than she thought it would be. So we were talking about some new changes she needs to make, because we're never done. We're always looking to improve. And she was having sort of the same feeling about how hard it would be and how much effort it would take. And I said, remember how sure you were that these other changes were so hard and so far beyond your capacity until you actually did them. And then you were surprised at how quickly it became easy. What she found is that when she did the work, when she pushed through, it was so much easier than she had been telling herself for years. And we were talking about it this way. I was using the analogy. I said, imagine that you are pushing this big, huge boulder up a hill. And at the bottom, it's not too hard because you're fresh, right? It's new and you have all the energy to do the work. You're super motivated. When is it the hardest? At the top, right? At that furthest point you've ever made it to. Physically, if we're literally talking about pushing a boulder up a hill, we're tired. The further we go, the harder it gets until you get to the top and everything gets easier. At the bottom, it's not going to be all that hard. You have the energy to do the work. I just knocked over my bike, my mic. That keeps happening, but I'm not going to stop. So at the bottom of the hill, you're fresh and you're ready to go and you're motivated, right? It's the same thing when we start out with a new change. We're fresh, we're ready to go, but it does get hard as we continue on right before it gets so much easier. And if you're pushing that boulder up the hill and it sucks and it's hard and you want to quit, but you can see how close you are to the top, then you can talk yourself into pushing just a bit harder, right? Because you know you're close, you know it'll be over soon, you know it's going to be easy before you know it. So you can motivate yourself. It's kind of like if you're working out with a clock and you know you only have 20 seconds left. You can muster more effort. You can push through for those 20 seconds because you know it's almost over. But what if you're pushing that boulder up the hill and you can't see the top? What if you were doing it blindfolded or in a thick fog? And so when you got to that point where you're super exhausted, but you didn't know how close you were, it would be so much easier to give up, right? If you didn't know how little time of struggle is actually left, you would be far more likely to quit. Guys, that's exactly what happens when we're trying to make changes in our own lives. we're going blind. We can't see. We don't have the experience to be able to see just how close we are to a breakthrough, just how close we are to the peak, to the top, to easy, to the downhill where everything is faster, requires less effort. So there's this image, and you might have seen it before. I'm going to put it in the show notes over at primalpotential.com for this episode. But there's this image of a man in a tunnel, or underground, whatever, looks like a tunnel to me, and he's digging for diamonds. So he has his pickaxe, and he's hammering away, and he's gone pretty far, right? Now, those of us who are looking at the image, we can see where he is, and we can see the tunnel in front, and we can see the diamonds on the other side. All he sees is the dirt, the tunnel in front of him. So the bottom of the image shows that he turns around. He's come so far. He's put forth so much effort. He's dug so far. And then he's like, it's not there. I'm not going to get there. I can't do it. It's too hard. I'm tired. I give up. And what we can see that he can't is he's just inches from those diamonds when he quits. Guys, do you know how many times you would have won already if you just hadn't quit? Do you know how close you have been to making all of these changes easy if you had just kept going through inertia and not quit? Do you know how many times over you would have made this change easy, habitual, if you hadn't quit? Do you know how long ago you would have reached your goal if you just hadn't quit? How close you have come. When things feel hard, that change, that promise you made to yourself that you just want to break, when it feels hard, I want you to think about pushing that boulder up the hill. And I want you to remind yourself that it feels hardest at the end, when you're closest to the finish, when you're closest to the breakthrough. It feels the hardest. You want to quit most when you're about to get to the top, where everything gets easier. So you have to keep pushing. That feeling of, I don't want to, I can't, it's too hard, not today, I don't have it in me, that is inertia. And inertia is life's way of telling you, you are so close, you are so close, you've been here before, and you've turned around. Don't, keep going. I know it's hard, but just one more choice after that. Keep telling yourself, just one more choice. That inertia is life's way of telling you, you are so close. I know this from my own life. I also see it all the time with my clients. For months, they'll talk about how hard something is, what a struggle it is, how it feels like it will never be easy. But once they just shut up and do the work, once they stop stopping, once they stop making excuses, inevitably they say, that was so much easier than I thought it would be. One of my clients, I was talking to him recently. For weeks, we were talking about Bagel Friday. His office brings in fresh bagels every Friday morning, and he loves them, and he looks forward to Bagel Friday, and he tells me, you know, it is so hard to say no to those bagels. Like, I really love them. It is so hard to resist. And I said, how many times have you resisted them? Zero. Okay, so the hard part is entirely in your mind because you've never done it. After 2 weeks, he went 2 weeks not having the bagels on Bagel Friday, and he tells me, the next Friday, I wasn't even tempted. They didn't even appeal to me. It wasn't even a big deal. So this thing that in his head was like, this is my thing, man. Every time I go in on Friday, no matter how hard I tell myself I'm going to say no, I always say yes. After just two successful attempts of saying no to the bagels, he was like, didn't even appeal to me. Same thing with one of my clients who was quitting smoking. We talked for over a year about how hard it was. She'd go a half day without cigarettes, and then she'd cave, she'd give in, she'd smoke. She'd go 24 hours, and then she'd go to the gas station on her way to work and buy a pack and light up, right? This was her thing, and it was also what she felt like was her big rock. I really need to tackle the smoking thing before I move on to these other things. But then she decided, I'm going to stop stopping, right? I'm going to stop giving up, I'm going to stop giving in. After smoking for years and years and years, after 3 weeks, she was telling me it wasn't that hard, that the urge wasn't there in the same way, and it certainly wasn't nearly as hard as she had convinced herself for years that it would be. I see this with people who are like, I just can't not snack no matter what. I go for this thing. I grab a handful of this. I don't even think about it. And after a matter of 2 or 3 days of consistently not snacking, they're like, it feels easy now. The difference is pushing through inertia or not. The difference is, do you get too easy because you stop stopping and you push through that inertia, or do you give up and give in every time it feels hard? You have to rally. You have to summon the effort. It is worth it. When you feel that desire to give in, to give up, to make an excuse, imagine that you are pushing that boulder up the hill and you are so close. You just have to dig in. You just have to go a little harder, go a little bit longer. It's like that dead tired, I want to quit feeling towards the end of a workout, but it's almost over. You can rally. You have more in you. You are not going to your capacity. You're tapping out early. Don't. Remind yourself that it feels hardest when you're about to break through. So stop repeating the pattern of starting and then stopping when it's hard. Starting and then stopping when it's hard. Getting motivated and then starting and then stopping when it feels hard. Anything is possible. And, you know, when I wrote that, I was putting together some thoughts and I was like, anything is possible. I heard somebody else say that. I had read an article called Anything is Possible if you're willing to pay the price. Anything is possible if you're willing to pay the price. And I want to read part of it to you. This is by Benjamin Hardy. And I want to remind you before I read it to you that the price in reality is never as extreme as you convince yourself it is in your mind. We manufacture this difficulty that is greater than the reality because we don't know, because we're inexperienced, or because we're going blind. So this is Anything is Possible if You're Willing to Pay the Price by Benjamin Hardy. You can learn, have, or be anything if you are willing to pay the price. You can be a millionaire in not a long period of time. You could be an established expert on any topic. You could be a successful business owner. You could have deep spiritual understanding. You could do an Ironman triathlon. You could be an empathetic, caring, and loving person. You could have a beautiful and meaningful relationship with your romantic partner, business colleagues, mentors, and other people who inspire you. You could be the person you know within yourself you can be. You can live the life you know within yourself you are meant to live, but you have to pay the price. You have to actually make a decision. If you try to be everywhere, you'll end up nowhere. If you try to be everyone, you'll end up no one. You have to choose what you want to do and who you want to be. You have to forgo the trivial many for the essential few. You have to forego the endless good options for the few best ones. You have to manage your mind and your time. You can't continue to justify living beneath your dreams. You have to really want it, because once you do, nothing will be able to stop you from having it. You have to let go of your bad habits. You have to rearrange your priorities. You have to say no more. You need to put first things first every single day. You have to pay the price. If you're willing to pay the price, you can have absolutely anything you want, but you need to be uncomfortable enough with your current situation to get off Facebook, to stop consuming and wasting your time, to focus on learning and creating rather than being entertained and distracted. There are probably dozens of recurring activities you do on a daily basis that are not serving you. You need to drop those activities from your life, leave them in your past, and fill your future with the activities that will take you where you really want to go. When you have an extra 5 minutes, what do? Do you entertain and distract yourself, or do you pay the price? When your alarm goes off in the morning, do you hit the snooze button, or do you pay the price? When you know you should be creating, do you distract yourself, or do you pay the price? When you're with your loved ones, do you look at your smartphone, or do you pay the price? Are you serious or still pretending? Do you really want it, or are you still unsure? Are you moving one step in 20 directions or 20 steps in one direction? How many hours did you waste today? How many hours were you paying the price? What do you really want? Are you willing to pay the price? Nothing in life is free, especially your time. Everything has a cost, and when it comes to your time, the cost is heavy. You can never get even 1 second back. You can live your life on purpose. You can spend your time on things you value. You can be who you intend to become. You can continue to progress and evolve even after you've become successful and fulfilled. But the price must be paid. You can't fake it. It's available if you want it, but you must choose it. Guys, it's hardest right before you break through. Change is hardest right before you see that it can be easy, right before you experience how amazing it feels. The workout is hardest at the end. Pushing that boulder up the hill is hardest right before the top. Recognize the inertia and keep going. Stop stopping. Do not focus on a week from now or a month from now, but think of that man in the cave with the pickaxe. Just one more strike. What does that mean to you? One more good choice. Do you have one more good choice in you? Yes, you do. Do not give up. Do not give in. Do not talk yourself out of it. You have one more good choice in you. Now keep going. Don't stop. Stop stopping. Recognize the inertia and keep going, because it is hardest right before you break through. Guys, I love spending time with you, and I know I've said this a lot lately. If you enjoy this podcast, if you find it helpful, it would really mean the world to me if you would take just 60 seconds, if you haven't already, to leave a rating and review of the podcast in iTunes. I know it can be a little tricky to figure out how. I have written step-by-step instructions with pictures, because that's helpful, and they are over in the show notes at primalpotential.com. If you just scroll to the bottom of the show notes page, you'll see how to leave a rating and review. I know it's a silly thing to ask, but it does make a difference. And I know there are lots of people that will hear and think that they intend to, but not make the time. If you could just carve out 60 seconds of time to do that, it would really make a big difference. So thank you in advance, and I'll chat with you guys soon. Have a great day. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.